It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, August 10th. I'm Ben Johnson. The saying in the tech and business world goes something like, be first or be better. Well, maybe we should make it be first or already have a massive user base that lets you eat the lunch of whoever was first. That's the case with Snap Inc., a.k.a. Snapchat and Facebook. The former's adventure as a public company has been, shall we say, a little bumpy. The latter, an endless supply of jet fuel. Facebook and Instagram have copied many of Snap's social innovations, from filters over your face to disappearing messages. That hasn't been great for business on Snap's end. The company has a new report on its financials coming today, so let's check in with Alex Heath, senior reporter at Business Insider. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing a lot better than Snap. It's been kind of a rough go for Snap as a public company, right?
Yeah, it has been rough. So Snap went public earlier this year, and in the six-ish months since then, the stock has cratered, and there's been a lot of worry about competition.
There is some good news, bad news here, I guess, right? Snap's creative platform ideas have been sort of copied over and over by Facebook and Instagram, almost just to a shocking degree.
Right.
Does Snap still have some creative power going for it right now?
Yeah, they absolutely do. I think that's their strong suit, and that's where the confidence comes from. Snap has continued to show that it can produce new features and new ideas better and faster than Facebook, and Facebook may copy them, but I think Snap holds to the argument that if it does it first, it's always going to be a step ahead.
Yeah, speaking of, you know, a few years back, Facebook, I think, reportedly offered, what, $3 billion? And
yeah,
then you
that.
Wrote earlier this month about how Google tried to buy Snap reportedly for $30 billion last year.
Yeah, so I don't know how formal the offer was or the discussions were. I think they were pretty informal, but it just shows that there have been multiple ways out for Snap if it wanted a way out.
Yeah.
And Evan has been very clear that he's not willing to take that yet.
What are you going to be watching for when the earnings come out?
Everyone is going to be watching to see if they can continue to grow their user base and then whether they can continue to monetize the users they have already.
Snap has also tried to redefine the metrics of success a little bit here, right? I mean, the company is known for talking about daily user engagement versus monthly active users. Do you think that the company might try to continue that conversation around its earnings?
Absolutely. They have to, right? Because they can't be compared to a rocket ship like Facebook that's at 2 billion users and is showing, you know, no sign of slowing. I think they care about getting the people they have on the service to use the service more and more because they think that that will open up ways to monetize them more than their competitors.
Alex Heath is senior reporter for Business Insider. Alex, thanks.
Thanks.
Snap announces earnings after the bell today. By the way, while we're talking about companies looking more and more alike, you heard us talk earlier in the week about new iPhones and Samsungs. Well, we got some news on the new Essential phone, a device made by Andy Rubin, one of the people who started the Android operating system. Production was delayed, but Rubin tweeted some photos this week of phones being made, and the startup has some investment from some very much not startups, Amazon, Tencent, and Foxconn. Picture this. You're 17, you're about to be a senior in high school, and you just beat out 270 of the world's top good guy hackers to find holes in the Air Force's websites. Those are the details on Jack Cable, who over the summer won a White Hat hacker competition that paid out $130,000 in prizes. It's part of the federal government's recently expanded bug bounty programs. Bug bounties, or prizes for finding holes to fix in software programs, can be pretty lucrative. Beats the heck out of mowing lawns, I imagine. According to his profile on HackerOne, a kind of matchmaking website for connecting security researchers with private companies for bug bounties, Jack Cable has found dozens of vulnerabilities at companies like Yahoo, Urban Dictionary, and even the Bitcoin exchange Coinbase. Jack, thanks for talking.
Yeah, thank you.
My condolences on the end of your summer break. You have to go be a senior in high school. But you were pretty busy this summer.
Yeah, so this summer I participated in the Hack the Air Force program, and that was the U.S. government's third bug bounty program. So they invited 600 of the top hackers from across the world to try to find vulnerabilities in the Air Force's site.
And you won the whole thing?
Yeah, so I found 40 vulnerabilities, and that placed me first in the leaderboard.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, so I found what's known as an XML external entities vulnerability, and that handles the application's processing of XML, which is a type of input data. I found that I could give it a URL, and the application would make a request to that website. And I was able to escalate that after working on it for a few hours into a remote code execution. So that would allow me to basically do whatever I wanted. So I could access all the user data that was on the website, and I could change anything that I wanted to.
Wow. How did you get into this?
I was 15, and I accidentally stumbled across a vulnerability in a financial site.
Uh-huh.
So I was working on developing like an integration with the website, and I found that I was able to send negative amounts of money to other users, and that would effectively steal money from their account. So that financial site ran a bug bounty program, so I submitted to there, and then I sort of got into hacking from there and ended up at HackerOne and with the Hack the Air Force program.
It seems like you're one of the good guys. Why'd you decide to be a good guy?
Yeah, so I try to be because there's a few motivating factors. First of all, of course, it's really risky if you try to exploit vulnerabilities that you find, and you could wind up in jail or like being sued by different companies. So that's not really a good path to go down to. And then the advantages of these bug bounty programs really are great because you get recognition from the companies, they pay you, and you get to like say that you found a vulnerability rather than just having to hide it.
Jack Cable, thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.